Hey, Red Edition, welcome and happy day. What's the fastest land animal in the world? It's a chicken running through Venezuela. Okay, you know what? The State of the Union. It was just a couple of weeks ago, and it was a fantastic speech. Fantastic. It covered so many good things. It was great. And I watched it on CNN, and then I watched it on Fox News at home. I had two monitors, and it's like I was in a different planet with each one, right? Kind of interesting, but it was amazing, pieces of it at least. There was several Democrat Congress people that brought guests, of course, many of them did, and these particular guests were illegal aliens. How can that even happen? How do they gain entry into the building? They don't have social security cards or anything like that, and yet they were there. They should all be in jail. I mean, they're criminals, and the congressmen who brought them there, they're criminals too, and they're trying to make a statement. Their statement should be heard behind bars, just saying. Ed Berlew, he's a well-known, famous attorney in Canada, gun attorney, and he sent me a text at the end of the State of the Union address, and that would have been his time after midnight. He said, I'm not listening to any more paid shills, nor will I listen to the negative rain of the Democrats who have begun their response. Trump has made an historic address. This will be my choice to remember from this night. Only people who uplift and improve my life and those of all free citizens will have my ear. Now I have to get some sleep. Good night. I thought that was kind of cute. Okay, here's a lady. Her name is Sandra Dyess. She was once an illegal immigrant into the United States, and now she's a legal permanent resident. And she's speaking out because she's angry because the president has described people from immigration, I guess, blah, blah, whatever those words are, as violent. And she said, that's terrible. Really, I kind of think your values are terrible, lady. And why are you a permanent resident when you came in illegally? I mean, you shouldn't be allowed. You should be kicked out. And how did that happen? You're a criminal. And now you're saying, don't call those people that. Don't call the pizza a pizza. Call it an orange. Good bloody grief. In the United States of America, the TSA screeners at the airports, they keep finding guns from honest people in carry-on bags. That's supposed to only happen with dishonest people. What's wrong with you honest people? I guess you're so used to having a firearm, you put it in a bag and you don't think about it. I mean, you got to smarten up. 4,239 guns were discovered in carry-on bags, luggage, last year in 2018. 4,239. Out of those, 3,656 were loaded. Duh, they should all be loaded. If a gun isn't loaded, it's just a stick or a rock, right? In any event, that's kind of bad. Smarten up, all of you honest people in California. I think they're out of England too, and they still are. Recently, I was in a drugstore and I asked to buy some cigars. Look at me. I'm old, right? I mean, I have an expiry card. There's not much time left on it. And the girl says to me, I need your photo ID. I said, well, let's go with Benjamin Franklin. Here's a bunch of him. That's photo ID. I have money. I want to buy cigars. Can't sell it to you. And I said, is that a law or is it policy of the store? And she says, I don't know, but I can't sell it to you. And I won't sell it to you. So I left. I did go to a cigar shop and I was successful in buying cigars. So clearly it's not a state law yet. Maybe they're just experimenting or testing, but that's what they do down in California. Speaking of which, they now have an ammunition sales law coming into effect on the 1st of July, 2019. You will be subject to a complex and very convoluted background check procedure to buy ammunition. So I have a license in California, so I shoot, I have ammunition. So beginning July 1, for me to get ammunition, I understand I have to go in and stand there like some little guy in red China lining up to get bread and soup. Many hours to buy some shells. Are you kidding me? That's what's going on. It is so confusing. They're trying to sort it out. The manpower, the dollars being spent to try to sort out how to screw their own citizenry. It's amazing to me. So guess what? We're all buying so much ammunition. I've got more bullets in my basement than there are in Russia. I mean, like, this isn't good. I mean, I shouldn't be stockpiling ammunition, but I am because I don't want to stand in line. You all come back. We're going to have more for you from the right. Is there a solution to all this? Vote right. Politically, left is wrong, right is right. California and Canada and other places too, they show that. I rest my case. See ya.